Welcome to something just for the ladies. Well, maybe some curious men are wondering what might happen in a file to help someone become a good dom. But it's not for you boys. You can keep listening, of course, even better if you're going to share this with a woman you want to dominate you, so you know just what she's experiencing. That said, today I'm talking to the girls, the women, who want to take charge and control the scene in the bedroom. And maybe beyond it too. If that is what you want, or even if you just want to tap into the mindset sometimes for someone special in your life, this file is all about that. It's for helping you to unlock the dominant inside you, the person who rules the bedroom, who wields the whips and chains, who knows how to get inside a man's head and turn him into a whimpering, quivering pet. I want you to find the pleasure in taking charge. And if you think that sounds fun, and I know full well it is, then all you have to do is listen and let me explain just how amazing it will feel to get whatever the fuck you want. Who wouldn't want that, right? So settle in, get yourself comfortable. You're safe to listen. I only want to help you enjoy yourself more. To relish the moment where you feel that power over someone else. The way I get to. This is my gift to you, ladies, and to the men who will bow down before your splendor. Now, as this is a hypnosis file, you should be hypnotized. You may find that you become relaxed or feel intently focused, or just that you're drifting along with my words. Trance can feel very different for people, so just make sure you listen, and you'll find your way. There's no pressure to get this right, only to listen, that's all. I'm not going to try to take control of you. I'm your guide. You're the person I want being in charge. I just light the path. So focus for me. If you've closed your eyes for now, open them and find a spot on the wall. Not one with anything on it, just a spot of paint lost in a sea of color. And stare at it. As you do, breathe deeply, slowly. Not a specific pace, just slowly and deeply. A gentle, slow rhythm to slow down your body. To help you relax. And keep focused on that spot on the wall. Focus deeply on it as you focus on your breathing too. It might be hard to focus on both, but I know you can do this. You're powerful after all, smart and strong, so do your best. If you lose focus, that's okay, you're relaxing now. This isn't the time to show how strong you are, just know that it is inside you. Feel my voice guiding you to relaxation, helping you to slow that breathing and let go. Let go of your stresses. You can't focus on those and your breathing and the wall, that one spot. So let go of anything else. Let go of anything but your immediate focus on the wall, on your breathing. And as you do, you may notice your body start to shift, start to move into a more comfortable position. You may find yourself feeling quite relaxed and calm. You may notice that your eyelids become heavier, as if you're falling asleep. But hypnosis isn't about getting you to sleep, just about getting you to focus. Today, to focus on how strong and powerful you are, how you can take control, just as you've taken control of your breathing, how you've taken control of where you look. But it is hard to keep watching one spot. It's tiring. Your eyes must be growing sleepier by the second. The muscles around your eyes do get tired, you know. They start to feel weaker. Even though you're a strong person, everyone gets tired if they try doing the same thing for too long. Like a man on his knees. He only has so much stamina. It's okay to take a rest. It's okay to let your eyes start to blink as you keep your breathing slow. You can try to keep looking at that spot. I know you're able to do it. I know you're strong enough to keep your eyes open. But maybe it would be easier to rest now. Maybe it's time to take a rest and let go of all your worries. Just focus on that breathing. Whenever you like, you can shut your eyes now, when the staring becomes too hard to keep up. When you find your eyes too sleepy to keep focused on that one spot. Then you can let go and let your eyelids flicker and snap shut. And now that you've relaxed and slowed your breathing, you may begin to notice your body just a little more. Your sexual, powerful body. You can become more aware of it, noticing the looseness of your thighs, size that any man would beg to be trapped between. Notice the slump of your shoulders, the slight motion of your chest as it heaves up and down with your breath, the same heaving breaths that turn men into drooling imbeciles. Noticing now that your hands are limp, loose, and unable to move, just too heavy, too sleepy. But when they can move, they can make someone weak with the lightest of touches. And even your feet, so sleepy now, so tired, so lazy and limp, but still, any man would be willing to worship them if you snapped your fingers and pointed down. He'd fall to his knees and show you what a goddess you are, treat you how you deserve. And the more you relax that wonderful body of yours, the more you can think of all the ways it could be worshipped. A good dom knows how to use her body to thrill and tease and torment, to make it a temple for a man to bow down at, how to make him desperate for a part of it. With each breath in and slow exhale, you can breathe in more dominance, more sexual power and energy, flowing from me to you. And breathe out doubt and fear, any worries you have that he might not like it, that you don't know what to do. All he wants is to be controlled. All he wants is to be loved and cared for and told what to do. He needs your dominance, your guidance, your power. And it's all inside you. You know how to be nurturing and how to take command. You know how to be softly controlling. If you've ever so much as teased a man with a low-cut top or a short skirt, if you've ever noticed a guy glancing at your ass, you know the sexual power you have. And with each inhale, you let your chest expand with pride. Your bountiful chest that hypnotizes men with just that soft skin. It expands with a surge of pride and power, knowing that you can make a man do whatever you want him to. All it takes is embracing your femininity, your inherent attractiveness to him, and twisting it to get your way. Make him desperate for you until you do anything just for a kiss, a touch, a taste of your toes. That's what a good dom does. And I know you can be a good dom. I know you can take control. Even if it's not your usual role, you can take command and be the good dom he needs, that he craves. And you can get whatever you want if you do. Foot rubs, back rubs, meals prepared, the cleaning done for you. You can use him as a footstool. Good doms don't do it for their men, they do it for the thrill of control and to take what they want. And he'll love it. You breathe in and accept this now, this knowledge that it feels good to take control, to take what you want, to command respect, to radiate power, to feel your chest rising, your shoulders straightening, as you feel more confident, commanding, and controlling. You enjoy being in charge. It's a thrill. The moment you give an order and he obeys, it's a jolt of sexual energy. Just as you feel when you breathe in deeply, the power, that energy, your power. You're only feeling your own power grow, blossoming into the good dom you can be. You feel a thrill thinking about being in charge, being a good dom, and the more you do it, the more men will be drawn to obey your commands, even outside the home. Even with men who shouldn't be, they'll feel your energy, your dominance, and they'll respond. You'll start to see it when you order a coffee, when you ask for something at work. You'll wrap them around your little finger and you'll feel a rush of sexual delight in doing so. Because you're a good dom, and you can be so confident in that, you can unleash your true power and let it bleed into your life. Let it spill from you into every situation, taking charge and being in control. And in private, with the man who wants it most, you'll become the goddess he desires, the sex goddess he can't resist. You'll tease and torment him and make him beg for your attention. Have him worship and please you with his hands, his tongue, his cock. You might even feel the surge of pleasure at the idea of that, of his obedient tongue sliding gently between your legs as you guide him to the promised land of your pleasure. As you grip his head and wrap your thighs around them. This is what he wants and what you want, because you're a good dom. You enjoy being in control. You feel aroused in guiding him. You feel excited to take the lead, to direct. That's what a good dom does. and you get what you want. You get what you need, and he'll become yours. He'll grow addicted to your control. And you can take it as far as you like, collar him, deny him, tease him, keep him on edge so he can't help but obey. Cage him so he has to comply with you. Hypnotize him to be a good slave for his good dom. Keep that breathing smooth and steady. Good dom, doing so very, very well. I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine a man standing in front of you. He can be your partner, someone you find attractive, someone you hate. It doesn't matter. Any man, naked and waiting. Notice his body, his nervousness to be in front of a beautiful woman, exposed as he is. His stiff prick, the way it twitches with anticipation. He can feel your power before you even speak. All you do is breathe and regard him with a cold gaze. And you command him to kneel. You point to the ground before your feet, and of course he obeys. They always obey. And you feel a rush of power, of arousal, knowing what you can do with this power, this absolute authority. It makes you feel good. Good dom. He's so weak for you, on his knees, head bowed, waiting for your command. His arms tense and flexing, holding himself there. He begins to tremble after a while. He'd happily lick your feet and suck your toes if that was all he could get, and that is power. You have that power. You can have a man be that weak. All you have to do is tell him. You don't even have to be confident or naked yourself. You can be nervous, fully clothed, and worried it won't work. But if you command him, once, clearly, kneel for me, he'll do it. And if he disobeys, it's only because he wants you to convince him, coerce him. Some men are bratty, but they all comply. And the more you do it, the better it feels. The more powerful you'll feel. The more confidence you'll carry. The more arousing it will be to take that level of control. Until soon you're pushing his head between your legs and telling him to feast on the arousal you feel like commanding him. Good dom. So focused on the idea now. The idea of making him yours. Of owning and controlling him. Of making him weak and obedient and docile just for you. You enjoy giving instructions. I know you do. It's a feeling of power. You love seeing him obey. It makes you wet. Makes you shiver. The feeling of control and dominance you get. It excites you. You want to be a good dom. You want to show him his real place is beneath you. That you're in charge. That you are a goddess. A queen. And you will be obeyed. You will be served. And he'll willingly fall in line. The more you do it, the more you condition him to want it, and yourself to enjoy it. If you want a man to obey you totally, make him hard every day and let him orgasm some of the time. He'll be so conditioned by your authority, you'll be able to make him do absolutely anything, and he'll obey. You'll be the good dom he needs in his life, and you'll have the power to have him do anything you want. Each command you give him will strengthen your desire to dominate. To be confident, to build your skills, to be a good dom. He'll learn and grow stronger, introduce new toys and techniques to control him more effectively until you're utterly in charge. Paddles, riding crop, hypnosis, even the soles of your shoes can be a tool in domesticating your man. A good dom finds out exactly what makes him weakest and uses that against him to make him more obedient. If he likes stockings, wear them. Tease him with them. Make him salivate for the idea of fucking you in them. And instead, push your feet into his face and have him stroke his cock. Make him feel your power. And enjoy that feeling. You'll feel so much stronger every time. And it will become more pleasurable each time you do it. Every command will make you more aroused, more powerful, more of the goddess and good dom you are. I want you to imagine giving a simple command now. Just telling him to worship you. Say it aloud. Worship me. And feel the pleasure of it pulsing through you. The arousal of power, the pleasure of control. It feels so fucking good to take charge and get whatever you want. It's such an amazing feeling to know that you can have whatever you desire with a snap of your fingers. And I want you to really embrace that, repeating after me now, to ensure you understand fully how amazing this can be. Say, I enjoy giving commands. That's right, it feels so good. Good dom. Now say, I love seeing him obey. Very good, dom. Now repeat. It turns me on to be in control. It's so hot how powerful you're getting. Now say, I enjoy being in charge. Good dom, you're a goddess, a sex queen. Repeat, I feel aroused when I tell him what to do. That's right, it feels so fucking good. And the more you command, the more pleasure it gives you, the more confident you become. When you see how easy it is to control him, you'll be so fucking horny. Imagine it, watching him tremble with anticipation for you to spank him or stroke him or make him kiss your legs. His obedience amplifying your arousal until you're just as horny for his submission as he is for your dominance. The more you dominate, the more excitement ripples through your body. The more you feel that tingling of lust between your legs. The more you feel sexual, powerful, the more pleasure you feel. That's right, good Tom. His submission is pleasure for you. When he calls you his mistress or his goddess or whatever you want to be called, you'll feel a rush of pleasure and power. When he bows before you, when he kisses your feet, when he licks your perfect pussy, you'll feel pure pleasure. The arousal of knowing your own power and sexuality. When he touches you in a submissive way, you'll feel a huge rush of pleasure. Because you're a good dom. A powerful, confident dom. And you're going to say that with me now. You're going to repeat this mantra with me. I am a powerful, confident dom, and my arousal grows with every act of control. Say it with me. I am a powerful, confident dom, and my arousal grows with every act of control. That's right. Again. I am a powerful, confident dom, and my arousal grows with every act of control. Let that repeat in your mind now. Let it be a mantra for you that you hear in your head as you dominate him. Whenever you have a moment of doubt about it, just remind yourself that you are a powerful, confident dom and your arousal grows with every act of control. Because every time you take control, your body responds. Your body rewards your power. Power is addictive. It's pleasure. It's excitement. Every time you lead, your desire grows. And you'll find that power spilling out. You'll find yourself being more commanding, more confident in your life too. Seeing a man willing to be so obedient will fuel your dominance in all things. Because you are a powerful, confident dom. A good dom. Being a dom is natural. It's exciting and it's rewarding. It'll make your man want you more, love you more, need you more. It'll make you the center of his sexual identity. You'll feel utterly desired, completely powerful, and lusted for in a way you never have before. Because you are a good dom. And the more you imagine and play out that dominance, the more you'll be aroused. The more you'll be dominant, the more confident you'll become, and then you'll want to be dominant even more. Whenever you see a man eager to please, your body will naturally respond. Your mind will light up with confidence and arousal. You love being a dom. You love dominating him. Whenever you see a man willing and ready to do as you command him, your pleasure centers will fire. They'll ignite with passion. And you'll want to show him your power, put him in his place, and take what you want. Because you're a powerful, confident dom, and I want you to remember that, to carry it with you. The knowledge that you can have a man do any fucking thing you want, all you have to do is command him. Now, in a moment, I will wake you from this trance, but you will keep the knowledge of what a good dom you are with you. You'll take the knowledge of what a good dom you are and show the men you have sexual contact with just how powerful you are now. Of course, you'll respect their consent, but you will take charge. You will dominate, and you'll love every erotic second of it. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll be wide awake but changed. A new woman. 1. Feeling confident, powerful, and sexy. 2. Knowing that you are a dominant woman. 3. Ready to take charge and enjoy being in control. 4. Feeling awake, alert, and strong. And 5. Wide awake. Open your eyes. Carry this power and excitement with you. Know that you are a confident, skilled, and erotic dom. That you are a sex goddess and can turn that side of you on whenever you wish. All you have to do is remind yourself that you are a powerful, confident Dom, and your arousal grows with every act of control. Good Dom. I know he's going to love this side of you. Promise. And for the men who are naughty enough to listen, if you thought it might be hot to share this with a woman in your life, you're right. Maybe you should introduce us and let her see what a powerful Dom she could be. Just don't expect you'll ever be in control again after that.